Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, who is a friar of the province of Malta, serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, Is It You, Lord?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. This is the word of the Lord. Today is Christmas Day. We rejoice on Jesus Christ's day of birth. We celebrate the Son of God, God himself, who entered our human history. He was born like each one of us in everything except sin. When God created us humans, he decided to make us in his image and likeness. When the time came, the Son of God took on himself our image and likeness, as Paul reminds us in his letter to the Philippians. So we celebrate the mystery of the Incarnation, a mystery of God's great love for each one of us, a mystery of great joy and hope for us. So let us celebrate. Let us join the choir of angels and sing, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom he favors, which means that he loves each one of us personally. Some days ago, we meditated on John the Baptizer sending two of his disciples to ask Jesus, Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another, or should we look for another? I will not discuss the difference in translation. However, it seems to me that to wait means to leave the initiative to God, while to look for shifts the initiative to us. So we either wait for God to send his Messiah according to his plan, or we look for one by ourselves according to our mentality. What has this to do with Christmas? When during this Advent I read again John's question to Jesus, Are you the one who is to come, or do we wait for another? I found myself thinking about it frequently. What is John doing here? Two things. He had questions to ask about Jesus' preaching and doings. And he sent two disciples to ask Jesus himself if he really was the promised Messiah. John was in prison, and his disciples told him about what Jesus was saying and doing. Sometime before, John had declared, "He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I came that he might be revealed to Israel." It seemed to John that his ways differed from what Jesus was saying and doing. But Jesus spoke positively about John, and then he criticized the people's reaction to his and John's different ways of doing things. He said, "John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.'" John said about himself, "I am the voice." John, the gospel writer, tells us Jesus is the Word. John the Baptizer asked for a clarification for him and for his disciples. Inspired by John, shouldn't we have some doubts about our Christmas celebrations and ask questions? It seems that everybody wants to create and feel the spirit of Christmas. So we put up decorations with Christmas trees, colorful lights, and Father Christmas everywhere. Shouldn't we ask questions about Christ's place in this Christmas spirit? We should ask, what are we celebrating this day? Is it a birthday celebration for a newborn baby that we can easily forget if it sleeps in its cot? Or do we celebrate the mystery of the Incarnation, in which the newborn baby has center place, for he is truly the Son of God and truly the Son of Man, born of Mary, the Virgin from Nazareth? Do we spend more time in preparing delicious food for our partying? Or do we prepare our hearts so that Jesus could be welcomed there? Do we spend more time and money buying presents to give to those we love, family and friends? And do we also spend time and effort to be present to those who need our help? Is Christ central to our Christmas? Let us ask Jesus himself, like John did. "Lord, how do we know that you are central to our Christmas celebrations?" Jesus will surely answer, "Truly I tell you, whatever you do to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." He will also tell us, "Do this and you will live, for I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And you will have the spirit of Christmas in your heart every day of your life.